today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
What did you do last night, Jim?
Oh, I was at a restaurant, and they had some live music going, and it was cool because the guy was playing original music.
Oh, that's great, but I gotta say, you don't seem as happy as you should.
Well, something else happened.
What's that?
I was served shiny ribs.
That's fabulous.
All right, Patrick, never let it be said that only old guys come to Suburbs Fest or listen to our podcast or more of that. So we're getting some laughter from the group because our Suburbs Fest attendee in the hot seat today is young Evan here. So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We're talking with various folks who've come out to Suburbs Fest, and Evan Bijou. Did I get that right?
Yes, that's right.
We love having you here, and you're just like a kid.
Thank you. I still
do you feel uncomfortable in this group?
No, actually, no. Okay, this is really cool. I don't know if Eric, are you actually the youngest one here? How old are you?
33.
You're 3. I am the youngest now. I'm 32.
That's good. You keep us young.
Yeah, I look 23.
Right? That's right.
What?
Uh-oh. Somebody's younger. 29.
There's a 29. Cool.
Okay. Sweet. Heat's off.
All right. So last night we had night one of Suburbs Fest, and we had like a live hoot and anything. And Evan got up and just tore it up.
Crushed it.
Yeah, it was great. Played two. Were those both? Wait, I'm trying to remember. Did you do two original songs?
I did, yeah.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yeah. They were great.
Thank you. I did Walter and number 102. That's off of our first EP. My band Late Earth has an EP called The Prevail. And that's Walter is a song about my grandfather off of that album. And then number 102 is a song off of our self-titled album.
And you say that's Late Earth.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Late Earth. Yes. Power. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Band us. You're in Central New York.
Yes. We're out of Syracuse, New York. Actually, I have two bands. Late Earth and Odd Abilities is the other one.
Just say briefly, Evan, there were many moments during the Hootenanny which were like eye-opening moments for me to like, wow, what is happening here? Like something really amazing is happening. One of those, you know, not only the first time I put on the gorilla suit, but also when Evan joined and started singing these incredible original songs, and suddenly we had Evan and Jay Schnitt and all these people playing these original songs, and you know, my beer-sloshed brain was just like kind of fizzing out. But in a way, just to be able to sit back in your home, you know, knowing you're kind of confined and let yourself just be focused on those words and those songs, I was so impressed with your music.
Thank you, man.
So.
I appreciate that. It was a good opportunity to get a lot of the original stuff out. Actually, you guys have recordings of stuff that I have yet to record.
So, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, to get stuck in my parents' house in the Adirondacks for the pandemic. you know, it offers a lot of time to write.
Yeah.
And, but not, you know, I don't have the equipment to do the recording. So it was a good opportunity to get that stuff out there.
Amazing.
But,
$20 and we'll turn those tapes over to you.
Right, cool. Right. But it's, so it's cool that you bring up, the topic of original music because
$20. There it is.
We got signs around the table. Yes. it's good that you bring up the topic of original music because that's actually what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about the value of requesting original music from an artist that gets up at like an open mic to perform.
Very interesting.
So I used to be an open mic host. I used to work at Funkin' Waffles in Syracuse when they still had the university location. I was their venue manager there, but I was also the open mic host. And so I've seen hundreds of musicians like come and go, and there's always like this one kind of there's always this one question that crops up from those artists that are on stage, especially if they're new, is they're, you know, do you want to hear a cover or do you want to hear an original?
Okay.
And every single time, no matter what, I don't care what anybody else in the crowd has to say, I will scream over them, play an original.
Right.
And the reason for that is because we all have the music that we love. You guys run a whole podcast about the music that you love, that you can share, that's been out there for a long time. But that original music coming from that artist, that is the only place in the galaxy that you will be able to hear that ever. It's incredibly rare. It's incredibly scarce. And you might actually never hear it again. So if you have an opportunity to hear somebody's original song, always go that route. Always encourage somebody to do that because you could start somebody's career. You could basically propel them to become what they probably hope to be because, you know, it is a hobby for a lot of people, but a lot of people, like, it's something dear to them. You know, when I started playing music when I was in high school, I was dating a gal. She was going to go away for an exchange program for a year. And, you know, I wanted to do something in the meantime that I felt was meaningful. And so I was like, I'm going to pick up guitar. Like, I just, you know, I just started a job and, you know, saving up my own money. And I was like, you're going to go and you're going to do your thing. It's going to be cool. When you come back, I'm like, I have this. Like, we're going to have this stuff to share. It's going to be really cool. And I will not forget this. I just remember the look on her face. And she looked at me and she said, you honestly think you're going to do anything with music?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was like incredibly cold. And I just felt, I was like, at the time, I was like, okay. And so I still have that guitar.
Wow.
She's nowhere to be found. So, never let anybody, crush you in that way. I mean, you guys are far beyond that. You're, you know, I'm the young pup here amongst the old dogs, you know, but you guys, you stuck with it and that's good. I'm sure that you guys have kind of crossed that bridge. Maybe people have not encouraged you so much to pursue that. So I'm glad that you guys did because I did. Now here I am, like I'm sitting here with you guys for Suburbs Fest. Like we're discussing Suburbs Fest Euro Edition because, poor Nick Lass and Mark are over there like, man, this, you know, they're missing us. So I'm like, hey, that could be something. But yeah, if you have an opportunity to call out for an original, yeah, do that.
I don't know what to say to you when all I feel is everything falls apart. Don't want to wager on alone with a fractured mind. Make me an offer I can't refuse. Dollar signs and blue suede shoes. Promise me that it's all more than nickels and dimes. Promise me that I'm the man for the job with the Ford or sedan and a two-car garage. You're just another run-of-the-mill six-figure snob, that's all. Whoa, I don't know what to say to you, but I feel like everything's falling apart. But I don't want to wait till I'm alone with a fractured mind and a broken heart.
I love that, man. I think it's such a great sentiment. And I guess What do you think it is about people playing covers and in a situation like this? Is it a desire that you want people to be engaged, or you want them to like what you're doing, so you maybe you try to get something they know?
There is that too. And so, and I won't discount anybody playing whatever it is that they want to. Like, if you love that music, like, play that music. It doesn't matter. But, you know, I've watched musicians come up in the scene and now they're doing their own things, and it's because they, you know, they had something that they wanted to play. So, I mean, there's, you know, cover bands get paid. They, you know, like, if, you know, and I don't want to diminish the value of a band that plays any music, you know.
Totally.
Like, I'm not going to say that, you know, you're a human jukebox, whatever, but like, to have a band that can carry themselves on their originals, like, you know, Jimi Hendrix was playing originals at one point, like he was doing something that was just his own. And I'm sure that he caught a lot of flack for that. And then, you know, he's like a rock god now.
Yeah.
And you could say that about any band that anybody loves. They're at one point they took a foray and they started to do their own stuff. And then they became what we all love. They become pressed on vinyl. They become classics.
Right.
So
it's a great point. And you know, just to relate it to last night's Hootenanny at the Suburbs Fest open mic, when Andy, our friend Andy's sons, went up and played, they played original songs. And I think that's the first time they've ever been in front of people. So I was tremendously impressed by that. It was so encouraging.
They were great. Yeah. They were great. I want everybody to give them a little boost, too, because they didn't feel so good afterwards.
It was tough.
And I think it's tough. I think what you're talking about is one of the things you have to get over, I guess, as a musician playing in venues like that, you know, the open mic settings, or, you know, Mike Coley's here, and you book a lot of bands at, like, the brewery where you work in New York. And, you know, I know there's, like, a big circuit of, like, having live performers at, you know, breweries, at restaurants, you know, that have outdoor seating or whatever, like, those kinds of places, right? You kind of have to get over the fact that it feels like nobody's listening, right? And you hope, you know, I'm sure you have to reassure yourself that some people are, but it feels weird.
If they can hear you, they might be listening.
Yeah.
it's a weird feeling, though, isn't it, to play in settings like that, right?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely, you know, if people do not know the hook, they don't know that song, you can become background noise. And that's why when you are writing your original stuff, whatever it might be, make it such that they cannot ignore you. You know,
exactly.
Make it like there's a part in the song where it cuts and drops, and then there's that one person at the bar that won't shut the hell up, that now they're the loudest thing in the room, and you just look at them and they're just like, and then they become part of the show. So it's just like, there's, I have songs that are
that's
like that.
That's a good way to go. Or Sticky Goo.
Sticky Goo.
That's another way to go.
And he had said that last night, he's like, you're gonna say this. I'm like, he said goo? And somebody else was like, I think it's woo. And somebody else was like, I think it's something else. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's goo. Like, yeah, it is.
I'm referencing Kurt Gallagher, who normally performs in front of children.
That's right.
And he did the children's song, and it got everybody going.
It did.
It's a good lesson. If you can get kids to pay attention to you, then, so you can get drunks to pay attention to you.
Icky, sticky goo.
All right. All right. The other thing I want to say is, so you mentioned Jason Schnitt.
Yeah.
And he's a fellow, you know, Central New York musician,
he's
right?
He's at Utica, yeah.
Yeah. And he said one time on our Hootenanny, he was talking about how difficult it is to book these shows that he does. And he's, you know, he just plays, you know, acoustic guitar and plays solo, right? And I remember him saying something like, you know, he's having some frustrations. It was hard to get gigs and what have you. And he goes, everybody just wants you to play Wagon Wheel.
Wagon Wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the next week on the Hootenanny, I played Wagon Wheel. But to bring this around to the positive, I really like what you said, though, and I try to think of this myself, is that if you are fortunate enough to see somebody who's playing original music, they wrote this music, they're performing it, you do have to remind yourself, like, I'm one of the few people right now on this earth able to experience this unique thing, right? And that should be, you know, kind of a beautiful thing.
It's very rare. Rare to be here with you guys. So cheers on that one.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Evan.
Thank you, Evan.
Thank you.
Bijou.
Evan Bijou, everyone. Check out Late Earth. Where can people hear that?
We are on Spotify. We're on YouTube. We exist in real life. If you want to come see us, we're going to play out of Syracuse. And
okay. We'll have somebody else tomorrow. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And
Evan Bijou.
All right. We'll
thank
talk
you, man.
To you.
Thank you, guys. Wait, what's your what's the number to call and request some stuff? What is that again?
Well, it's 612-440-1984.
There it is.
They're going to kick us out of here.
Thank you.
All right.